Hi, I'm Natalie Stein. Today we have another in a series of reports by students at Uni High called Immigration in the Spotlight. We profile residents of Champaign-Urbana originally from faraway places and the activists who support them. This series is a supplement to our full documentary, Immigrants' Journeys, Challenges, and Opportunities in Champaign-Urbana. See the show notes for information on how to listen. Ben Muller is the Executive Director of Immigrant Services of Champaign-Urbana, or ISCU, formerly known as CU Fair. Here, Muller explains the origins of his commitment to social justice.
I would go back to the issue of social justice, that I don't think in our country we want to see any particular population, any particular minority that doesn't have the same opportunity as others. And so when those opportunities or those rights are not there for that particular group, such as the case with immigrants, it's important to support them and find ways to advocate for them and find ways to help them have more opportunities and more rights and a better way of life.
Upon his return to the United States, Muller moved to Champaign-Urbana working with the University of Illinois Extension. Here, he used his Spanish language skills to assist local Hispanic and Latino communities achieve greater access to legal and cultural resources.
I went around and visited the different communities in this part of the state with significant Spanish-speaking populations. And I learned, among other things, that they wanted a radio program, that they wanted a program that would speak to them about the issues. They didn't want just a Chicago type of music program, you know, with Puerto Rican and other types of music. They wanted a program that would educate them and talk to them about the issues that were important to them. And so we started this program called Nuevos Horizontes, which means New Horizons, which was specifically for newly arriving families. And we ran that program on a weekly basis for a number of years. And as I mentioned before, we did these workshops, the rights and responsibilities of immigrants. We did support projects with the schools, a project called Padre a Padre, which was to help Hispanic immigrant families that were just having their first children and their children were entering into their early childhood program. So we helped them to adjust to the issues of being parents here in town and living in the United States. We did a lot of different types of programs like that. I didn't do exclusive work with the Hispanic population, but I did quite a bit of work with them.
Muller is also involved in protests as another means of achieving better rights for immigrants. These demonstrations seek to enact legal change at the local level.
Most recently, we did a series of protests trying to support some legislation in Congress for the DACA or for the Dreamers. And so we did really three things in this recent period in the last few months when this was before Congress. Unfortunately, it wasn't passed, but we did a march downtown. There was a good crowd. I would say there's probably several hundred, considering it was wintertime, maybe 300 people. So we marched in downtown Champaign. It was very similar to the days of civil rights. You know, we were singing and marching. We got some, I think, good reviews from press and news articles. And then we also divided up it with faith-based groups and went to visit Rodney Davis's office. And so we had a series of people that went to visit and talk about their immigrant experience with Rodney Davis's staff. And then the final thing we did is we had a candlelight vigil on campus, and it was just bitter cold. It was windy. The candles wouldn't stay lit. It was so cold. I was moderating that, and I was holding up the foghorn, the speaker, and my hand was just freezing. So it was quite cold, but that was good. Last 4th of July, we did the largest parade in the history of the 4th of July parades, between our group, the CU Immigration Forum, and the Champaign County ACLU chapter. We had over 500 people in that parade, and many of them were immigrants and refugees. It was a wonderful scene, I think, to see that many people out with their signs and chanting and singing and marching. It was an important moment, I think, and it got a message across in Champaign-Urbana that we really are an immigrant-friendly community.
Finally, he works with a free medical clinic offering multilingual services to local immigrants.
Talking about the clinic, Avicenna, we have an outreach team, and we go to the mobile homes. Not everybody's aware of the fact that there is a free clinic or that there are free clinics in town and what services they provide. And so we've had some uni high school students that wanted to be involved with our outreach team. And so they've gone out to Shadowwood with us. We set up a table. They spent all day meeting people and learning about what their healthcare needs might be.
And for Mueller, anyone can be a part of these changes.
You can make a difference. A lot of people will tell you, especially, I hate to say, young people, they'll tell you, well, you know, you really can't make much of a difference. Things are just too complicated to make much of a difference. Don't really try to engage because you're just going to waste your time. You're not going to accomplish anything. I would tell you that just the opposite. You can make a difference in your life, and you can do things that contribute to social justice every day. Really, every day, opportunities come up where you can just perhaps put yourself in a position maybe that you wouldn't normally be in because you want to experience and understand maybe a situation that is out of your comfort zone, but something that you want to learn more about and see how you can make a positive contribution. And so I mentioned all those ways that you can do that. But I would tell you that it is very true that you get much more out of this than you give. You really do. Believe me, the rewards of helping other people far outweigh what you do. So just remember that and try to practice it, and you'll be the better person for it.
If you want to listen to the full documentary, learn more about immigration in Champaign-Urbana, and see all the people who made this project possible, go to will.illinois.edu/Illinois Youth Media. This has been Immigration in the Spotlight. Thanks for listening.